Thank you. On behalf of the Dunn family, I would like to thank all of you for coming to pay your last respects. I know that during these past 6 days, there have been a lot of people offering up a lot of prayers on behalf of Steve and Sherry and the rest of the family, and they all appreciate it very much. They're thankful for your presence here as well, for all of the loving support that many of you have shown with phone calls and cards and flowers and so forth. God has brought together this large group to help support the Dunns as they commit their beloved Ty into the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. And although this is a time of grieving, we do not grieve like the rest of the world. The rest of the world has no hope. But we believe that Jesus Christ died and He rose again, and that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. So let us now bring our sorrows, our pains, our burdens, and our tears before the throne of grace and lay them at the feet of the Almighty God as we begin our time together in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we praise your holy name. You are the Lord God omnipotent. You are the Lord and giver of life. It was you, O Lord, who brought Ty into this world in the first place. You gave Ty almost 24 or 28 full years of life in this sin-cursed world. And now you have taken him away. From you and through you and to you are all things. May your name be praised forever. And Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would pour out your Spirit upon this assembly. Bestow upon our weary souls your blessing and your favor. Fill our hearts with the hope of heaven. May it be as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, that enters within the veil of your presence. Grant us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. May the joy of the Lord be our strength this day and forever. And may Jesus Christ be praised from this place. May he increase and may we decrease. To your name be the glory both now and forevermore. Amen. I'd like to read Psalm 103. It's a very unique psalm to the Dunn family. It was the favorite psalm of Sherry's father, Vincent. And it's a psalm that has no requests. There are no prayer requests or petitions. It is full of praise, and it is declarative of the glory and the mercy of God. It's a psalm of David. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and who remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And may the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his word to our hearts this day. And now, if you look inside your program, there will be a song sheet. Our brother Mark Olmsted will now come to lead us in this song.
Please stand as we sing In Christ Alone. My light, my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest rod and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the one he hates. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
Yes, indeed, it is only in the power of Christ that any of us can stand. Titus Avery Dunn was born to Steve and Sherry on July 9, 1982, in Mesa, Arizona, where he grew up. As a young boy, he attended the Church of the Redeemer, which was founded by his maternal grandfather, Pastor Vincent Strigas, whom many of us have had the privilege of knowing and loving. Titus graduated from Mountain View High School, where he played football. He also played baseball, basketball. He loved to play the guitar and to snowboard. Most recently, he was living in Washington, D.C. with his sister, where he had worked as a project manager for two different construction companies and where he attended church regularly. Ty excelled in everything he did, and he was his mother's Renaissance man. His infectious smile would light up any room he walked into. He was always willing to help others. In fact, he completed his last day on earth by mowing the grass of his parents' backyard and then running up to Starbucks to pick up an iced coffee for his mother. His heart's desire was to return to Arizona and to be home again with his family. And the good Lord granted him that desire. Just as his grandmother, Virginia, Ty died in his sleep, which is the most blessed way that anyone can ever leave this world. Amen. And not too long ago, Ty's mother, Sherry, had asked him point blank whether he knew for sure that if he were to die, he would go to heaven. And without any hesitation, he confidently assured her that he was certain. Sherry has not had any reason to doubt him. And one scripture that Sherry wanted me to share with you is from Isaiah 44, verses 3 through 5, which says, "For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, my blessing on your descendants, and they will spring up among the grass like poplars by streams of water. This one will say, 'I am the Lord's.' And that one will call on the name of Jacob. And another will write on his hand, 'Belonging to the Lord.'" Three children belonging to the Lord. Another passage from Isaiah is in chapter 49, 15 and 16. "Thus says the Lord, 'Can a mother forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.'" The Lord is good, and he shows his love to his people, and that love has been demonstrated in a very wonderful way in the life of Ty Dunn, for which we give thanks and praise to the Lord. Amen. Now, it is always good to be able to take a couple of moments to reflect on the life of someone that the Lord has used to touch our lives, to think back on those precious memories, those times in our lives that stand out, where Ty made an impression, a time that you can look back with fond memories and thank God that you were able to experience them. We'd like to take a moment now to open up the microphone here on the floor for the family to come and to share their thoughts and memories. And if time permits, we can allow some friends as well. Let me just urge you to keep your time to the bare minimum and only share those things that would be appropriate and edifying. If you'd like to do that, we would encourage you to just come forward and form a line. Ty's mother, Sherry, would like to be the one to begin sharing. And the rest of you, please come and stand here beside her.
Ty, my guy. He's my baby and my superhero, and I am his mama dear. He's all my hopes and my dreams, my bear hugger and my back rubber. My heart is shattered, but God makes no mistakes, and God is good. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know he's with the Lord. Ty, you can't return to me, but I will fly to you.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ty's oldest sister, Missy. And as John said, he'd been living back in D.C. with me for the past 3 years. He got a one-way ticket, and he stayed on to a great job, new friends, new family, and most of all, a really strong friendship with me. The entire time he was there, we shared houses. We never lived apart. And I'm so thankful for the time that we had. It made all the difference in the world to me to have him back there on the East Coast with me. It was a true blessing. My greeting every time I walked into the house was, "Hey, brother." And he would respond with, "Hey, sister." And I just wish I had one more day to say that to him. I don't need to tell any of you how strong, handsome, smart, and talented he was. I was so proud of him, and I was always proud to take him anywhere and show him off. Everyone that knew him loved him. My smile will never quite be the same. I will never laugh as hard as when we were together. My life will have a huge hole in it. But I know that he is happy now. I know he's waiting for all of us. And my comfort is knowing I will see him again. I will miss him fiercely. His perfect attention to detail, his laugh, his smile, his funny, hilarious personality, his wit, his brilliance, his compassion, and his incredible ability to love. Dear, dear brother, I love you so. I will miss you every day for the rest of my life. But this is not goodbye. This is till we meet again. Rest in peace, and I love you, and I will see you soon.
My name is Allie, and I'm partly to blame for keeping Titus out in Maryland for so long. Pace, you were given that name within the first week I met you because you simply just don't know how to sit still. You are always hard at work, building or creating something creative, going out of your way to brighten someone's day, or finding some excuse to work on your truck. I remember countless hours on the internet with you trying to find authentic Chevrolet letters so we could take out the A in Tahoe and put an I to make it officially say Tahoe. I will never forget the day the truck, was delivered. He looked like it was Christmas morning. I will never forget how much effort you put into everything you did. Your work ethic is one to be admired by all. You were always so patient with me when I wanted to be a part of everything you were doing. It may have taken hours, but you taught me how to change my own brake pads. You even took the risk of driving it after I was done. Now that's love. I remember how much fun we had spending time with our chameleon named Sabbath and our tadpole, uniquely named Tad. I loved every minute hearing you play your guitar. I will never forget all of the dinners with Missy, Nancy, and Mo at home with Strawny's, Old Ebbet, or Bamboo. They knew us all by name. You had the ability to make my eyes sparkle and my heart feel love like they never have before. I will remember and cherish every memory we made together and every day of the 2 years I spent with you. I pray heaven is filled with every type of Chevrolet truck they've ever made, every style of 26-inch rims to go along with it, and every color of Versace sunglasses to complete your effortless, polished look. I will miss you and remember the love we shared. You are my life, my love, my soul. Until we meet again.
Hi, my name is Mo. God was so great. He brought Missy and Ty and Stevie into my life. And I'm so grateful to Steve and Sherry Dunn, the children they raised, the ethics, the honor, and the character that they put in these children. And now grown-ups are certainly not children, but to me, they were children. It's amazing. I want to read this. I am free. Don't grieve for me now. I'm free. I'm following the path that God laid for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and I left it all. I couldn't stay another day to laugh, to love, to work, or play. Tasks undone must stay that way. I found that peace at the close of day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with the remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened with times of sorrow. I wish for you the sunshine of tomorrow. My life has been full. I savored much. Good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief, but don't lengthen it now with grief. Lift up your hearts and share with me. God wants me now. He set me free.
Ty was my cousin, more like the brother I never had. This is my prayer for our family and his immediate family. How we miss his loving charm as you welcome him with outstretched arms. Although our life season has changed, still your love remains the same. Remind us, Lord, of this so true, you are perfect in all you do. The day ordained by yours, not ours, please comfort us in these countless hours. Grant us peace in your embrace and fill us with amazing grace, for there is not hope without faith. We will forever hold him close, as you forevermore keep him safe.
I'm Jackie, Mike's, Polly's sister, and Kim's and Sherry's sister-in-law. When I heard the sad news about your beautiful son, her face, as when Virginia died, the face loomed in my brain for quite a few days, and I wrote Kim a note, and she asked me to read it. I said, I often tell the people that come to me in pain that the price we pay for love is loss. I wish I could take that dear, sweet sister of yours and fold her in my wings and fly away with her over the mountains, over the oceans, and dip down into the valleys and over the great rivers until she felt some small measure of peace and solace, and I could bring her back and set her feet on earth, and she could continue on.
If there's anyone else that had some thoughts that you'd like to share and you feel like you didn't get quite the opportunity, we'd encourage you to write them down and to email them either to us here at the church office, and we could forward them on to the Duns, or if you have access maybe through Facebook with Missy or some of the others in the family, I'm sure we can get them to them, and they would appreciate any thoughts that you would like to send their way in writing. Thank you very much to those of you who have shared, and we really appreciate your profound thoughts. A one-way ticket home. Ty Dunn purchased a one-way plane ticket to Arizona in order to be home with his family for Mother's Day. He planned to stay for just 5 days, but God had other plans, and Ty stayed for 5 weeks. Ty planned to move back to Arizona. Ty planned to start a new career as a contractor, like his father. Ty planned to get married and to settle down, and probably intended to raise a family one day. But Ty never planned to die. Why would he? He was just 27 years old, and he had his entire life ahead of him to live. But God had other plans. In Proverbs 19, verse 21, it says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. God's purpose always prevails, whether it coincides with ours or not. But why would God purpose to take Ty out of this world so soon? We can't say for sure, and God doesn't have to explain his actions to anyone. But Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as high as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We all assume that Ty had a very bright future ahead of him. But do any of us really know what the future holds? The world is growing more wicked by the day, and the quality of life seems to be growing worse. Isaiah 57, 1 and 2 says, "The righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away in order to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death." Perhaps the Lord took Ty from this world in order to spare him from all of the pain and sorrow that is coming upon the rest of us. We are living in some very dark days, but we can only speculate. What we do know for sure is that God does all things well. And it has, as it has already been said, He makes no mistakes. He is perfect in all of His ways. He is the potter, and we are the clay. Who are we to talk back to God? Shall the clay say to the potter, "Why did you make me like this?" Or does not the potter have the right over the clay? Instead, we need to have the same attitude as a man in the Bible by the name of Job, when he was informed that all of his children had died suddenly on the very same day. He fell to the ground in worship, proclaiming, "The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." And in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. And neither should we. A one-way ticket home. I wonder if Ty's flight home pointed to a much greater trip, to a much greater home in glory. Ty's flight home was not just a spur-of-the-moment impulse. He intended to be home for Mother's Day. It was a planned out trip in advance. And likewise, his departure from this life was planned out in advance by the Lord, who determines how long our life will last even before we are born. Psalm 139:16 says, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." The Almighty holds our lives in His hand like a stopwatch. It's as if God personally stamps upon our foreheads the expiration date from the time that we are born. We cannot live a minute beyond that date, but neither will we die a minute before that date. And let's be persuaded of this, that no believer ever dies an untimely death. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "He lives longest who lives best." Many a man has crowded half a century into a single year. God gives His people life not as the clock ticks, but as He helps them to serve Him. God can cause His saints to live much in a short space of time. There are no green figs gathered into God's basket. The great master of the vineyard plucks the grapes when they are ripe and ready to be taken, and not a moment before. A one-way ticket home. Every parent breathes a sigh of relief when they hear that their child's plane has landed safely. How much more relieving it must be to know that your child has made his final trip safely home in glory. Sherry had said to me, We expect to bury our parents, never our children. And no one ever wants to outlive their children. Steve and Sherry thought they would probably leave this cruel world long before Ty ever would. God had other plans. And Ty beat us all across the finish line. And I say, good for him. Let's not feel sorry for him, but for ourselves. Ty may have been young, but no matter what age a saint dies at, his death is still precious in the sight of the Lord. And if we could lift that veil and understand what we cannot see, we would perceive that it is better for the saints to die when they did than to have gone on living longer. And Sherry, it was so good to see that God gave you that special time with Ty where you could talk to him about his soul. It was good that you could ask him to his face where he was spiritually and to get that assurance that it was well with his soul. In 3 John it says, I have no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in the truth. And may you and Steve experience that joy. And Steve, I understand that Ty wanted to follow in your footsteps and become a builder one day. But now it is you who can follow in his footsteps all the way to glory. As hard as it must be to lose a son, just think of the Father who so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It was a Puritan named Samuel Rutherford writing to a mother who had lost a child. In the letter, he says, you have lost a child, but he is not lost to you who is found to Christ. He is not sent away, but only sent before. Just as a star which disappears from our sight does not die and vanish, but shines in another hemisphere. We see him not, yet he does shine in another country. In his life, if his life was but for a short hour, what he lacked in time, he will receive in eternity. And you have to rejoice that you now have a son up in heaven. And Missy and Stevie, I'm sure it's going to be very hard to go on living without your brother. But remember that in Jesus Christ, you have a friend who sticks closer than the other. Amen. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. And Bria, Ty loved you so much that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with you. But Jesus Christ loves you even more, and he is the great bridegroom of which we are the bride. And may you find great comfort in his love. A one-way ticket home. When you stop to think about death, it really is a one-way ticket to our final destiny, is it not? Hebrews 9:27 says that it is appointed unto man to die once, and after that to face judgment. The old expression is, where death finds you, eternity binds you. And for some of you here today, you may be very afraid to die, because you aren't sure where you will end up. But you need not fear if your life is committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told in Hebrews 2:14 and 15, since the children have flesh and blood, he, that is Christ, also shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could go to sleep tonight, laying your head on your pillow, knowing for certain that if you didn't wake up in your room the next day, that you would wake up in heaven? That certainty is given to those who turn from their own lives and turn to Christ and put their faith and trust in Him and in Him alone. Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now thus says the Lord, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God." We all need to come to grips with the fact that unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes back soon, we're going to die. We need to come to grips with our own human mortality. We will not live forever in this world. The time is fast approaching when your loved ones will be gathered together for your funeral. Are you ready for your departure? Are you prepared to meet your Maker and your Judge? And the most important preparation begins with turning from your sins and your rebellion and living life your way and doing things the way you've wanted to do it, that have excluded God, have neglected Him, and have ignored Him. And to turn to Christ with faith, with sorrow for sin, and put your trust in Him alone for your salvation. Have you made your peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ? And if not, what better time than right now for you to come and repent of your sins and to give it all up to the Lord Jesus Christ? What could be better than a funeral service to remind us of the suddenness of death? What could be better than this particular funeral service to remind us of the brevity of death and the uncertainty of life? And how we could go in a blink of the eye. What better time could there be to show you that life is running out? That now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for trusting in Christ and in Him alone for your salvation. My friends, there is nothing that Ty Dunn would want more right now than for you, his friends, and his family, to turn from your sins in repentance and to put your faith in Christ alone for your salvation. Don't play fast and loose with your soul. You can't afford to gamble it away. Turn to Christ. Follow Him. Commit yourself to Him while there is still time. And by doing so, you will be able to be in heaven in the presence of Christ and all of His loved ones forever. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by Me." And He also said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live even though he dies." Jesus Christ is your one-way ticket home. May He bring us all safely to that final destination. Amen. Well, I hope that you would take a moment now to join your hearts with mine in a moment of prayer, and then we'll close with a final song. This is a prayer by Peter Marshall that the family wanted me to read. I'll read it and then close with my own. "Father, I am only human. I need the touch of human companionship. Sorely I miss those I love who are with You. I pray, O Jesus, that You will reveal to me unseen presences. Help me to know how close my loved ones are. For if they are with Thee, and Thou art with me, I know that they cannot be far away. Make real for me that contact of spirit with spirit that will reestablish the lost fellowship for which my heart yearns. Give to me faith shining through my tears. Plant peace and hope within my heart. Point me with joy to the great reunion. But until then, enable me to live happily and worthily of those who are with thee. In the name of him who is the Lord of life, I pray. Almighty and eternal God, our loving Heavenly Father, in this special hour we look to you for strength and comfort. And we pray that your presence will continue to be made manifest to those who have gathered here to say goodbye to Ty. We come with thankfulness and the hope that Ty is now rejoicing in your immediate presence and glory. Thank you for bringing Ty into our lives, for all the joy that he has given to so many. He will be surely missed. And help us to treasure up in our hearts the many sweet memories that you've given. And may the God of peace grant us that peace which transcends all understanding, to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you will take your song sheet, on the other side is our closing song, Blessed Be Your Name. We'll have our pianist, Walter Kosan, lead us in this. May those be the words upon our heart as we leave here today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be his glorious name. I want to thank you all for your kindness and compassion in coming to support the Dunn family today. May the Lord be with you always. May his face shine upon you, and may his presence be with you in a wonderful and glorious way. This concludes our service. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Now go in peace. Amen.